Question of Balance with your host, Ruth Coplin. In the first hour of the show, we ask questions that matter, discussing topics with local relevance and global significance. And now, here's your host for It's a Question of Balance, Ruth Coplin.
Welcome to the show. I hope you've had a good week. If you're a new listener, I'd like to let you know that It's a Question of Balance is a two-hour show in which we try to explore if we have more in common than divides us, and also balance the intellectual with the creative. In this, the first hour, our Out and About feature, I go out and interview people on the street on a different topic each week. We avoid politics, which often instantly polarizes people, and instead we look at timeless issues underlying current events, politics, and our daily lives. In the second hour, I feature in-depth interviews with highly talented guests from the arts. And the purpose of asking questions that matter, which we do in the first half of the show, is to try and make us think. I'm not trying to find a definitive answer. I'm not trying to equally weight opinion. I'm just featuring the thoughts of people who agree to talk to me in the hope that maybe we get a new perspective. In the second hour, I'm excited to be talking to my special guest, ballet dancer and actress Raven Wilkinson. She was the first black female dancer to be hired to dance full-time in a major ballet company in America and danced with the world-renowned Ballet Rooster Monte Carlo for 5 years and the Dutch National Ballet for 7 years, and has inspired many ballet dancers of colour since, including Misty Copeland. So I'm really looking forward to talking to her in the second hour. But this hour, we're considering this week, must women be more like men to be equal? I've been out and about getting opinions on the street to get us thinking. And perhaps as you listen, you can wonder how you would have responded to the questions had I stopped you. Sometimes I think it's a bit difficult for people. You know, they're quite deep questions, but I think people do really well. It's interesting, and it certainly gets me thinking. So I hope it is doing the same for you listeners. And if you have any comments, remember you can email me at ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. I'd love to hear your opinions on this week's topic or any previous topics. And if you have suggestions of topics that you'd like or guests that you would like. So again, that's ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. Well, first this week for Out and About, I spoke to Spring, Kate and Roger. Let's hear what they have to say.
My name's Ruth Coplin from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed. What are your names?
Spring.
Kate.
Roger.
Well, thanks so much for stopping for our Out and About feature. And this week we're looking at, must women be like men to be equal? Women want to be treated equally to men, to have equal opportunities and to have freedom to choose what occupations they can pursue. However, there seems to have grown up around the idea of equality the premise that to be equal to men, women have to enter the men's world to demonstrate they can be as tough as men and match other masculine traits, rather than feminine qualities and skills coming to be valued equally. I'm wondering what you think. Must women be like men to be equal, or do you think we can have a situation where caring and nurturing and other more traditionally feminine skills are valued equally?
Well, I think more women should enter into those positions so that they change the paradigm.
Into sort of the male-dominated world to try
Okay. The more women that get into those positions, the more they can change it. Probably, maybe to get into those positions, they might have to take on those qualities of their male counterparts, but once they're in, they can start doing the change from within.
Okay.
Well, I think women, the characteristics of women that we think of, like nurturing and compassion, are very valuable in leadership roles. And I think it's a mistake to think you have to act like a man to be a strong leader. Even so, I'm speaking from someone who's taken leadership roles in technology. So it's a male-dominated field, and I've never drawn from my maleness. I mean, I'm a woman, but everyone has male and female. So I wouldn't draw from my male side to fill that role. I use the parts of me that would be considered more feminine. Compassion, leadership, nurturing, bringing people up, you know, it works well. It really works well.
Right.
I would say that even the way the question was phrased as if women, I'm trying to remember the exact verbiage of what you said, but
must women be like men to be equal?
Yes, I think that almost just that statement itself is condescending or less. It almost makes it seem like those characteristics are negative, but I think that's a huge part of what makes us great. And I think when you look at making women want to be more male, to be able to be successful, just the way that that's phrased or the whole thought process of that actually makes it seem less. And I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think what you said with women, that does make brings everybody up, and it does make everybody better by being more compassionate and nurturing.
Mm. One of the things I'm interested in with this topic is that, you know, with feminism, obviously women have gained more equality in terms of access to different jobs and, you know, it being okay for women to try and do different jobs. But at the same time, it seems like caring and nurturing still haven't got to the level where they're being valued equally with other occupations that perhaps generate money specifically. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are in that sense of equality. Do you see caring and nurturing, like being a homemaker and bringing up children, as equally important, equal but different to, you know, a career?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I was a stay-at-home father, and so I thought it's real important to be bringing up your children with, you know, the right values, and to see that men and women can change roles and do well in those culturally. Reverse roles. Mm.
Yeah,
I think raising children is extremely important. That's the kind of the future of society. And so I did that. I stayed at home and helped raise the children. So yeah.
And there's no way I could have been successful professionally as much as I have been without him taking on that role. Because as a couple, we wanted our children to have somebody at home with them.
Right.
I mean, one or the other of us, and I ended up being the one who took the more professional route, and he took care of everything else. And you can't have one without the other.
No. I mean, there's a lot of economists now who are trying to get caring factored into economic models, because obviously when you are caring for children and bringing them up, if you think of it just in economic terms, you are creating a product that then goes into the economy that then generates money, if you think in terms of an economist. And yet it's totally not even considered in economic models at all.
Well, I'm the product of their stay-at-home dad and working mother. And in my marriage of 15 years, and I have two children, my husband and I actually run a business together.
Right.
We are equal in the house. He plays as much of a role at home. And I think because he has to nurture at home, he's more nurturing with his employees. Mm. He's able to be more compassionate. Mm-hmm. And when he tends to go in that more direct male way, I can easily show him how a softer, kinder way to say something, more empathetic way, or traditionally, I guess, more feminine way to say stuff to our employees. He is much more effective that way.
Right. Interesting. What does equality mean to you in terms of men and women being equal, would you say?
I would say it means that you can advance just as well as a man in your career and with your salary. And I don't think there is equality there at this point. I think as a woman, you have to stand up and say, I'm ready for my promotion, I need this raise. And women aren't that good at doing that.
Right.
But I'm good at doing that, and I think that, you know, that's what's needed.
Yeah. And also, of course, you're up against, there's a perception of women doing that. It's perceived differently. If men doing
it,
they're go-getting. If women do it, they're being difficult. You know, there's all of that we're still working with, which is what you spoke to about changing the paradigm.
Right.
Did you have thoughts on what you think make men and women equal, or what equality means?
Well, I think we can be different and still be valued equally. And I think that the fact that we're diverse in our abilities traditionally will make everybody better if you acknowledge that it's equal.
Yeah. And I think a point you brought up also, I mean, in a way we should be talking about masculine and feminine qualities and traits, because obviously everybody has those, and perhaps what we're looking at is an equality of valuing masculine and feminine
learning from
traits.
Each other also.
Yeah, right.
So men can learn a lot from what's traditionally considered a woman characteristic and vice versa.
And vice versa. Yeah. It doesn't have to be one or the other. I think everybody can, all of our differences can be valuable and make everybody, bring everybody up by acknowledging that they're equal but different.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your opinions. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and my on-the-street conversations. We're going to go to a break now, but I'll be back with more conversations for Out and About after these messages.
The music from It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Copland. Have you ever wondered what the full songs sound like? Now you can find out by listening to the new EP, It's a Question of Balance Music, available from iTunes, Amazon, and itsaquestionofbalance.com.
About you in the rain. Did I or didn't I say it's forever? Well, I know I said it, babe, it just goes nowhere.
It's a Question of Balance Music. Download individual tracks or the whole EP from iTunes, Amazon, or itsaquestionofbalance.com.
Hi, this is Jackie from Integrity Event Planning. Are you coordinating an event? Don't know how you'll get it all done? Stop sweating the small stuff. We plan everything from family events to fundraising and corporate events. Contact Integrity Event Planning for your next event. Check out our website, integrityeventplanning.com. Integrity, it's what sets us apart. With 16 years of experience, we negotiate with your bottom line and needs in mind. So sit back and relax and let us serve the champagne. We've got this.
For your next event, visit integrityeventplanning.com. That's integrityeventplanning.com.
Dream, baby, dream.
With me, Ruth Copland, and my conversations with people on the street. I hope the interviews are giving you some food for thought. And I'm wondering, if you'd stopped to talk to me on the street, what might you have said, do you think, if I'd asked you, must women be more like men to be equal? Hopefully, listening to these conversations is making you turn that over in your mind. And well, the next people who I spoke to were Sloane and Nicole. So let's hear their thoughts. Hello, my name's Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed. What are your names?
Hey, I'm Nicole.
Sloane.
Well, thanks so much for stopping for our Out and About feature. And this week we're considering, must women be like men to be equal? Of course, women want the choice of how they live their lives and the opportunity to pursue any career they want. And we've come some way in achieving this goal. However, In this process, the act of caring for and rearing children and homemaking, always undervalued compared with traditional male pursuits, seems to have fallen even lower in value when compared with other more traditionally male occupations. So I'm just wondering, must women be like men to be equal, or do you think we can have a situation where caring and nurturing and other more traditionally feminine skills are also valued equally?
I think so. I think it's really important because it takes a lot of work to raise kids and clean the house and do the dishes and go grocery shopping and then get them in the bath and like cook dinner all at the same time. You have to have like you have to be in 10 places at once, and it also takes a lot to go to work and get up early in the morning.
Yes.
And like deal with the office and deal with other people in the office and then like come home and have to like you know, take yourself out of the workplace.
Yeah.
And then be a loving and caring like man for your family.
Yeah.
And I think that you know, that it's hard for women to I said women, I'm so stereotypy right now, but I think it's hard for women to like get that, or whoever like the homemaker is, you know, because we want all of their attention right now, and like they need to breathe and like take a breather and give me a minute, and then they can get into like character, if you will. And I think that's important, honestly. Like I want the ability to have the big time corporate job and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But I also think like women have their place, and like so do men.
Yeah.
I still want someone to open the door for me. I still want someone to like buy me flowers, and because I think it's important, and I do. I think it's their role. I think it's their job, kind of. You know.
So would you say that's part of the whole thing of, you know, being different but equal, you know, so that those feminine and masculine traits, which sometimes are not always in men and women, you know, they may be distributed differently, but that those traits are equal. I mean,
they're equally important,
right?
Completely equally important. You know, they might be different, but they're totally equally important. You know what I mean?
Do you think that's something with feminism that maybe has got a little bit thrown out with the bathwater in terms of that women feel like to be equal, you know, staying at home looking after the children is not being equal, you know, because they're not going out and having a career? Do you feel it's still
society has done that.
Right.
Society has done that over the years. All you have to do is stay home and blah, 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 and I have to work and make all the money and bring them a bacon. But like I'm saying, like, in order to know where each other's like walk in each other's shoes, like they would have to like trade roles, and they're never really gonna know unless they actually trade roles. But I totally think it's equally important, because if one of them slips, then the whole thing goes to shit, you know.
And I mean, obviously, in the past there was no choice. You didn't get a choice of what role you played. So obviously that was really important that changed. But in that process, it seems that maybe that the whole caring thing is being valued less even more. Well, what are your thoughts?
I think you need to communicate with the person and find out what it is that you want and what kind of lifestyle you want. I mean, if you have, you know, high expectations and travel a lot and it's going to take, you know, finances to do all that, then that's a sacrifice you're going to have to make. Me personally, I don't know. It depends on the individual. I want a partnership. And the partnership doesn't necessarily mean like equal, like money and things like that. I think it's like equal, like as people, you know. And if, you know, me personally, I don't want them working. They need to stay. I would like them to have the opportunity to stay home and take care of children and do that and not have to worry about all that. And, you know, like family first and things like that. I'm also open to my partner coming to me and going, you know what, I'm tired of this. I want to get a job, or I want to go back to school, or I want to do this. And I think it's important that you talk about it, you know, because it's a partnership, you know, not just at the home, but, you know, everything else, too.
Yeah. There's a few economists who are trying to get caring put into economic models, because there's a huge amount of time and energy in economies go towards the rearing of children and homemaking, and yet that isn't factored in to any economic models. It's not given a monetary value in any way. And yet, and yet that is creating products for the economy, because if you bring up children who are balanced and all of that, and you know, well educated and productive members of society, you're actually contributing to the economy. But it's sort of always looked at as like a kind of secondary thing. Is that something you see in how it's perceived?
Yeah. I have a friend who's an iron worker. They have four kids. and he doesn't want his wife to work, and she stays home and takes care of the kids, and that's how they want it. And when they want extra things, am I answering the question?
Sorry, go ahead.
That's what, no, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If and they've both communicated that. If your partner doesn't want that, then you need to negotiate something else.
Right.
You know, maybe it's not necessarily staying home taking the kids. Maybe it's like going back to journalism or something they want to do.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could be anything.
My turn. Yeah. But to answer your question, like, specifically, like, it's not talked about enough. Mm. Like, it's not taught in schools. There's no there's no more homemaking class. Yeah. There's no more teach you how to sew class. There's no more, look, I'm going to change this baby's diaper.
Everybody.
How the hell do we do it?
Yeah. You know, not just for women. Presumably, we all benefit.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you go into a restaurant, how many men's restrooms are there with baby changing tables? Not many that I've heard of, and I've heard of many men complaining about that. My brother's a single dad, and, like, he can't change it. He's got to go all the way back to the car because he can't go in the woman's bathroom to change his child's diaper. You know?
Yeah.
And it's not, that's not equally balanced, I think. I don't think that's, like, brought up enough. Like, it is kind of, like vaguely, you know? It's like this cloud of, like, oh, equal, and men can have kids, too, and raise them. But when it comes down to the root of things, like that, for instance, that's not really, like, a thing. Like, no one really fights for that or even brings that to attention.
Yeah. What does equality mean to you in terms of men and women being equal?
I think
it means sharing. Equal. Equal. Whatever. I mean, the dishes need to be done, you do the dishes. You know what I'm saying? In some things, I disagree on. I think some things are male jobs and some things are not males. Like, my daughter doesn't take the garbage out. You know? I just don't have her take the garbage out.
That's old school. That's the way it should
be. That's, you know? And, you know, it's like, it depends on what's going on, but I think, you know, fair, equal, I think equal is too confined an answer, descriptive word to say, you know, equal.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I honestly don't think we should be completely equal. Like, I don't know, like, we're different for a reason. I think I'm kind of a conservative when it comes to that. Like, you know, I might have, like, liberal ideas or, like, or whatever, everything one's accepted. And when it comes to the job place, I feel that that it should be based on your experience and, like, the person. You know what I'm saying? But, like, as a society, I don't necessarily think that, because where's the romance in that? Where is, like, the, where's the gentleman, you know? Where is all of that, like, era, like,
but presumably, well, I say presumably, I should just ask you, as a woman, would you want equal opportunity to pursue your life as you wish?
Sure, equal opportunity if I wanted to go for something that I don't know, that like a man's job, like, I mean, I don't really want to be, like, an iron worker or, like, anything like that, like, personally.
Right.
I mean, if it's, like, a corporation, like, okay, I would want an equal opportunity to do that. And, like I said, again, that's based on, like, my experience and my knowledge.
Yeah.
Just as a person in general, the job should go to the person, like a human.
Yeah.
I don't think it should come down to man or woman.
I mean, I think you're right in that nobody, if you think of equality as sameness, it doesn't exist because every person is unique.
Right.
So it's more about, I guess, equal opportunity. It's the same as race issues, you know, or whatever, gender issues, it's the same. You don't want to be told you can only do this because you're black or because you're white or because you're a woman or because you're a man. But as you've been saying, how all of that gets played out in individual situations is negotiation.
Communication and all that. Where the wants, desires, the ambitions, the dreams, all that of the two individuals. And then you work that out, you know?
Well, thank you so much for your opinions. Yeah. Did you have something else to say or no?
No, yeah, I mean, then you started going on, like, race and all that, like, black and white stuff, and I don't know. I'm a little, I reckon, not racist, but,
probably off topic, but that's...
Yeah, okay, because I think some things should, like, be, you know what I mean, stuck to, I don't know. I don't really think everything should be completely equal, because then it gets too...
But who should decide?
Yeah.
What people get, though, that's where you,
there you go.
Get the issue.
Yeah.
You know, who decides, you know,
I don't know.
The dominant elite, whatever they are, they are black women, then they're going to make everything sway towards black women. If you have a dominant elite of white men, then everything is going to skew towards them, you know, so that becomes the issue there. Yeah.
And it's a democracy, and if I was disagreeing with someone bad enough, then I would have to go stand up for what I believed in, you know what I mean? Like, if I wanted it bad enough, or I would, like, if you can't beat them, join them and just kind of go along with what's going on.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, in my On the Street conversations on our topic this week, Must Women Be More Like Men to Be Equal? I hope that it's giving you some food for thought. You're turning it over in your own mind, listening to what people are saying and thinking about what maybe your perspective on this is. Well, next this week, I spoke to Martin and Jocelyn. So let's hear their thoughts.
Hello, my name's Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed. What are your names?
I'm Martin.
Jocelyn.
Well, thanks so much for stopping for our Out and About feature. And this week we're looking at Must Women Be Like Men to Be Equal? According to many scholars such as Janet Saltzman-Shavitz, the segregation of different occupations is due to a historical gender-based division of labor where women are seen as primarily responsible for the activities of the home and family, while men are seen as responsible for non-domestic tasks such as those in the economy and political arena. Because non-domestic rather than domestic tasks make up the central institutions of society, this gendered division of labor has created a power differential in which men hold more power than women, and work done primarily by women is valued less than work done primarily by men. And according to research, it's valued less by women as well as by men. In accordance with the lower prestige given to women's skills and occupations, skills closely associated with women's work are systematically under-rewarded in terms of pay. And this leads to a situation where women are faced with entering the traditional male world to gain equality. So I'm wondering what you think. Must women be like men to be equal, or do you think we can have a situation where caring and nurturing and other more traditionally feminine skills are valued equally?
Okay, great. I don't know actually how to start.
Okay, well, you can start however you want. I mean, is that something that you've noticed? I mean, I kind of think that with feminism, the baby got thrown out with the bathwater a little bit in terms of, I feel like a lot of women feel to be equal. They, you know, they need to have a job, they need to have a career, and looking after children, being at home, being a homemaker, isn't valued. And yet there's a lot of economists now who are saying, you know, caring is a huge part of the economy and they want it put into economic models because looking after children, you know, being a homemaker is as important. So I guess what I'm trying to get at with this topic is, do you feel that things that are, you know, traditionally
by men do have to do? And
yes, and you know, can we be different but equal? Or do women have to kind of step up? And, you know, you see all these movies in Hollywood where you've got women toting machine guns and, you know, kind of being an all-action hero. And, you know, do women have to do that to be treated equally, to be taken seriously? Or do you think we can get to a position where we don't have to be like men to be equal?
You don't have to be like men to be equal because, how do I say it? Like, I'm going to go towards, like, race. We all look different. We all have different traditions and religions and everything like that, but we all try to treat each other equally.
Right, respect each other.
Other's beliefs and respect each other's work and everything. So it's exactly with women, taking care of children, cooking, cleaning, making sure everything's fine at home is a hard job, same as a man's job. And I just don't know how to explain, but
that's very good. So, I mean, but do you perceive anything in society in the way that's viewed that it is not viewed as equally important as, you know, sort of a big career or bringing in the money? Or do you think we're at a place where it is seen to be valued if women choose to do that, or a man for that instance?
Choose to stay as a home care,
yes,
kind of?
Yeah.
Well, usually when you see like a home care like woman, you think, oh, like the she's doing that because the husband's the one that's bringing home the all the money, and like so it doesn't matter. She's like there for like just the husband, like used an object, and it's a way like she has to have the food ready. She has to attend the kids, but she also has to attend the husband, and it's like kind of messed up because what if she also wants to like, why couldn't the husband like? I know he's out there making the money, but it's a hard job having to deal with the kids, having to deal with the cleaning of the house, and also making the food. It's also another, like, hard for them as well.
Yeah. I mean, obviously women want to have the choice, which we didn't have for a long time, to do what we want to do. We don't want to feel like we have to only be assigned certain roles.
Yeah, until...
You think now in this, you know, newer environment where there is more opportunity for women to do other jobs, if women choose to do the role that you've just said and it's negotiated with the partnership that that's how it's going to work, do you think what the woman does is valued the same as it is for the man who's out there in the big company bringing in the money?
Oh, definitely no. No, it's not valued. When we think of like a successful person, like CEO, we automatically think it's a male person. Like anyone that owns a company, you always figure like, oh, it's a white male. Sometimes even throwing in the race there is you think it's a white male that owns this company or owns this corporation. You wouldn't think it would be a woman. Usually think she'll be like the secretary or something behind the desk job where that's running the company would be a man. Because you always think of leadership, it's a man's job to be the leader for some reason. But I feel like a woman could also be a leader as well.
Right.
And we're all equal in our ways. And even throwing in about women being more caring and stuff, I feel like that's just because there's different situations like men have to show like their man side. It's all, and women have to be more caring. And men have this figure, the macho man, and women, the caring. And men could also be, it sucks for the male because what if they're like the caring type as well? And then there's the females that are the macho. We're all different, but it's just how established that it's known men are the more macho, female are the caring ones.
Right. I mean, of course, what we're really talking about are masculine and feminine traits.
Yeah.
And as you're saying, they can be distributed differently. You know, there's men who have a lot of, you know, feminine, traditionally feminine, you know, skills or sensitivities. And there's, you know, women have a masculine side as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess part of the question also is whether we can treat feminine and masculine traits equally, because there's a tendency to value masculine traits more because of this very kind of dominator idea of might is right and that the people who are the strongest are the ones who are always going to win kind of thing. So can you see, do you think we're moving towards a place where masculine and feminine traits are valued equally?
Of course.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're hopeful that we are?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that we're going to get to that point someday. I mean, each day you see on the news or like on the feed on a social media how women rights and women are standing for their own rights. Like, I just said the same thing.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
But, yeah.
So you feel hopeful.
Can I move back to the question where you're asking about the equality, like how we're going to move to the equality? I feel like it would be more to move to the equality of realizing that we're both, each person, no matter male or female, we each could be more masculine if we're a female, or more feminine in a way, more caring if you're a male. So the more established, not equality for the woman to become more masculine, but realizing that either gender could be both, either feminine, more feminine, caring, or more masculine and more aggressive, or like more leadership. So I feel instead of having it feel like we have to go to equality by making the female be more masculine in a way, we have to start realizing that they both could be, a male could be more caring, more feminine in a way, and the female could be more masculine, and not where they could just, you have to fight for it only being masculine.
Yeah. And also, I think, you know, someone else I interviewed was talking about how, you know, especially in relationships, it's a negotiation between those two people, how they want to share what they do. But it just hopefully would be based on a premise that the masculine and feminine roles are equal And, you know, I'm not sure we're quite at that point yet, but you're hopeful we're going to be. Are you hopeful we're moving in that direction?
Yeah, of course. I'm hoping, yeah, because as of right now, women still get paid less for doing the same job as a male. But hopefully, as the years progress, we're slowly but surely will. Hopefully, that will get to the point where everything's equal. But there's still a lot of things we have to worry about, figure out.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your opinions.
You're welcome.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and my On the Street conversations. We're going to go to a break now, but I'll be back with more interviews after these messages.
Ciao, I'm Luca from Tramonti at 528 Seabright Avenue, steps from the ocean. We are the authentic Italian pizza and pasta restaurant, serving also organic salad and house-made dessert in a friendly family-style atmosphere, indoor or on our lovely patio.
Tramonti is open every day from noon to 9 and later on Fridays and Saturdays. Come enjoy our specials every Tuesday neighborhood night and the best deal for a healthy bite at lunch every day.
We bake our bread and prep our fresh pasta and pizza daily. Beppe, Daniel and I want to say grazie to the Santa Cruz community for supporting us in the past 2 years. Allora, buon appetito!
Visit Luca and Beppe at Tremonti, 528 Seabright Avenue. That's Tremonti, 528 Seabright Avenue.
Hi, I'm Casey, and I'm the second generation owner of Bookshop Santa Cruz. We pride ourselves on being Santa Cruz's community bookstore and have been located in the heart of downtown Santa Cruz for over 47 years. We feature an extensive selection of new and used books, children's books and toys, gifts, cards, magazines, and games. Our knowledgeable booksellers can help you find just the right book or gift. We hope you can join us for our author events each week featuring best-selling authors and books of local interest. And if you can't get downtown, our website has over 3.2 million titles which ship directly to your home. We even have experts on site to help you publish your own book or family history. Come visit us downtown or at our website, bookshopsantacruz.com.
Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. Well, in the break there, we heard from Bookshop Santa Cruz, and I wanted to let you know that Bookshop Santa Cruz is delighted to be welcoming award-winning author Jonathan Franzen for a discussion and signing of his highly anticipated new novel, Purity. And this is a ticketed event, which is the launch of his book tour, and it'll take place at Santa Cruz High School Auditorium on the 31st of August at 7 p.m. And Rico, who is a Bookshop Santa Cruz staffer, he says if there was still any doubt that Jonathan Franzen is the best living American novelist, this book crushes it. So if you're interested in seeing in person one of the best living American novelists, Jonathan Franzen, you need to purchase tickets in advance, and you can do that at bookshopsantacruz.com, or you can do it in store. So again, that's his new novel that he will be answering questions about and signing, Purity, on the 31st of August at 7 p.m. at Santa Cruz High School, but you do need to get a ticket in order to go to that event. Well, this week on Out and About, we're considering must women be more like men to be equal? And I've been talking to various people on the street, and the next people who agreed to talk to me, the last people for this week, were Jennifer and Miles. So let's hear what they had to say.
Hello, my name's Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed. What are your names?
I'm Miles, and this is Jennifer.
Oh,
hello.
Hello. So thank you for stopping for our Out and About feature. And this week we're considering, must women be like men to be equal? According to Wikipedia, gender essentialism is the view that women are more competent than men in areas such as nurturing and caring, whereas men are more competent in areas such as providing financially. Gender essentialism often leads to the view of male primacy. If we are trying to gain true equality for men and women, then as well as making sure all jobs are open to all applicants regardless of gender, maybe we need to consider whether traditional male competencies are indeed more important than traditional feminine ones. So I'm wondering what you think. Must women be like men to be equal, or do you think we can have a situation where caring and nurturing and other more traditionally feminine skills are valued equally?
Gosh, this is hard because I am a feminist, and it is really tricky for women because I think that in some societies it pits women against other women and puts women in predicaments of having to compare themselves to men and I'm just using the word fight to mean compete with men, and it's sort of an unequal balance a little bit because, you know, women aren't men and men aren't women, and we need men and we need women. And I mean, as much as I am a feminist, I'm not a Nazi feminist, but, you know, men don't have to hold the weight that women do, especially with child rearing and the delicate balance of home and life. And so I don't know that there's ever going to be a comparison or an equality of sorts, but I do not by any means believe that biology dictates destiny. But I don't think that women have to be like men to be like men. I just don't think societies are designed equally. So I think women struggle more so than men. Mm. But men struggle too in their own way.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things I think with feminism, I mean, obviously we have made a lot of headway in terms of gaining more equal opportunity for women to be able to choose to do what they want to do and be remunerated equally and things like that. But in that process, sometimes I wonder whether feminism itself has created this idea that women need to be like men, instead of saying, you know, women are different or feminine qualities are different and they are as important. You know, the most important thing in the world isn't fighting and might is right and, you know, this dominator strength role. They're equally important. They're really different. You know, they're two sides of the same coin. So in some ways, I feel we've gained a lot with feminism, but also maybe we've lost a little or not gained all we should. Is that something you see?
I kind of agree with you. It's a little refreshing to hear you say that. I'm reserved sometimes. Gosh, I hope what you're saying is true. Because I'm like, is she going to trick me?
True in what way? No.
Well,
no.
I mean, you know, sometimes, opinion, yeah. And that's why I always preface with, you know, I'm a feminist, but sometimes there's this thing about being a feminist or, you know, this feminist perspective that creates more inequality than equality. And I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well, I think also, I mean, you know, there's a side of feminism which is combative as well. It, you said fight as in terms of compete, but it also in a way creates a sense that women are, you know, in opposition to men. And this is kind of, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, you know, are we trying to just be the same as each other rather than valuing each other's traits equally? I mean, do you have a thought on this?
Well, you know, I think women's role in life is just as important as male's role. And, you know, just because we're stronger or whatever, like you say, we have might, doesn't make us greater. You know, you have to respect each other's role and what their traits are growing up. And, you know, a woman versus a man, there's things a woman's going to be better at than any man could ever be. And you got to embrace that. And I don't think there's any problem with women trying to strive to better themselves, or men that have feminine qualities, you know, that's all fine. And just as long as you feel happy with yourself and where you're going, and you're free to do whatever you want.
I really appreciate your comment, though, about, you know, why do we have to be better than or equal to? Why can't we just recognize that, you know, each of us have a skill set that, you know, women are great with children. I mean, men are great with children, too. But, you know, I'm so going to get in trouble here. Who does the baby really desire? I mean, you know, the baby desires both, but it's the mama. And the mama, who, you know, is the one who can comfort.
Especially to start with.
You know. Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, I'm in the human services field, and a field that is predominated by women. And I work very hard to employ men, because if I don't, then I feel like professionally I just continue to perpetuate this idea that the work we do is women's work, and it's men's work too. Mm. And so it's sort of a double standard that, yes, you know, oh, this is women's work and men, you know, they don't have a place. Well, men do have a place.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's unequal on both sides, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
But also traditionally, sorry, did you want to say something? I was going to say, traditionally, there's this idea that women's work is valued economically less in terms of money. And as a feminist, you're probably familiar with Rhianne Eisler, and she is a big advocate of caring economics. And, you know, there are quite a few economists now that are trying to factor caring into economic models, because caring, which is predominantly done by women but can be done by men, obviously creates products for the economy, and how successfully those products are created has an effect on the success of the economy as well. And so there's just this big hole of work that's being done that's not considered to be work. And also, if it's thought of in terms of remuneration at all, it's always put at minimum wage as well. So, you know, that's part of what I'm trying to get at a bit with this question is, you know, how do we reach a point where those sort of soft skills, as they're often referred to, are seen to be as important in terms of monetary value as other, you know, skills?
Yeah, I don't know. That's such a great question. I love that idea of soft skills, because the work that women do in the home is valuable and important in preparing future societies. That's a great question. I don't know how. I just really think that, you know, societies have to place an emphasis on caring and just really family values. You know, I mean, I don't want to speak out of term, but I don't know. There's something that, you know, a shift happened, I think, in the early 70s, mid 70s, when women, you know, and women desired to be in the workforce. They desired to work outside of the home. And I mean, you know, they had to, you know, around war and, you know, that sort of thing. But it definitely shifted the family.
Yeah.
And gosh, I just think we go, you know, a million miles a minute now that, you know, you know, it's hard for families to be families today, I think, you know, when both parents are working outside of the home and struggling and everything.
Well, I think there's a reality to that. And whilst obviously I'm a huge supporter of women having equal opportunity to work and do whatever career they want, I also feel that women should be able to feel that if they make a choice that they want to stay at home and, you know, be a homemaker and a mother, then that's equally as important and valid a choice and a feminist choice as well.
Absolutely. You know, and women can't get pitted against women. You know, when they're, you know, back in, I don't remember what year, it was early 90s, Time magazine had that first article about, you know, she works in the home, she works out of the home. And that's so, you know, it's painful to pit women against women because the work is both equally important. But not to put a plug in for Netflix, but to shift a little bit, Netflix is sort of doing the right thing. You know, they're paying families to stay home with babies the first full year. You know, we're not doing that in this country. And I think that, you know, that can really be helpful.
Yeah. Just finally, what does equality mean to you in terms of men and women being equal? Do you have a thought on that? No?
What is equality?
Over to you.
What does equality mean? Gosh. It's, I don't know, to me, I think that it just means that, you know, every, like I think I said earlier, that biology doesn't dictate destiny, and that, you know, boys can be great dancers, and girls can be great scientists, and I think just, you know, providing opportunity for, you know, people to...
Everybody to have access to the...
Their talents. And you know, just exactly, so that, I mean, if I were to think of equality, that everybody has access. There's there's accessibility for everybody, regardless.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your opinions.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
And thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Contribution.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. And thank you very much to all the people who took part in my on-the-street conversations this week. With questions that matter, we're really trying to just stimulate some thought, get our brains working a bit about how we think about things, what other people think, and, you know, maybe get different perspectives. So I hope that might have been your experience listening to this hour. If you have any comments, you can email me at ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. And also, just to remind you that at the website, itsaquestionofbalance.com, you can hear podcasts of all previous shows. So we've had a lot of really thought-provoking topics and some really interesting arts guests. So itsaquestionofbalance.com. If you go there, you can check out previous shows, and there's a lot of other information there as well. Well, next up is my special guest from the arts, ballet dancer and actress Raven Wilkinson. And Raven was the first black female dancer to be hired to dance full-time in a major ballet company in America. And she danced with the world-renowned Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo for 5 years and for 7 years with the Dutch National Ballet. And Raven's career has inspired many ballet dancers of color, including the first African-American performer to be appointed as a principal dancer for American Ballet Theatre, Misty Copeland, for whom Raven has been a mentor. So I'm really looking forward to talking to her. She's had a very long, very interesting life. She was dancing in the 50s and 60s during a time when, you know, the civil rights movement was just getting started. And she's got a very interesting story about how that segued with her desire to be a dancer and how possible that was in America at the time. So fascinating lady. I'm really excited to have her on the show. That's coming up next. So hope you can keep it here, and I will see you after the break.